Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I hope everyone realizes it's a Mother's Day weekend. We want to honor our mothers, so I have and we have a suggested list of house plants from one of my blog sites. Plus, let us discuss landscape color with just foliage. Kind of neat. Ed Thralls stops by with some unusual vegetables. I don't think they're his favorites. And Joni says some flowers are very edible. You can be here, too, by calling in at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Colton Young is at the controls, and Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, Joni, Ed, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Thomas Edison's teachers made fun of him, so his mother taught him at home. Edison said, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me, that I felt if I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." A mother's love and time are vitally important to the development of her children. Just think how we benefit today from the investment of Edison's mother. A well-known British psychiatrist said, "The young child's hunger for his mother's love and presence is as great as his hunger for food." Moms, nothing is more important than investing time in your child's life. The Bible says when a mother does this, her children praise her. And with great pride, her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
It's been said that a mother's love is as humanly close to understanding God's love as we can get. Check us out at rightfromtheheart.org and find out more about the ministry. You'll be sure to get a daily dose of God's love at rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It's been hot for me. Luckily this morning it cooled down. How's it been for you? For all practical purposes, I think summer is here in my landscape. Luckily the warm season vegetables are doing well and cool season crops like onions are finishing up. Not the brag now, but we're eating beans. Had great beans last night. Squash, peppers, onions, and tomatoes. It's been a great spring garden for me. You know, some years just aren't that good, but this year's been good. All the reports I'm getting are very good, too. This weekend is Mother's Day weekend, so we have some suggestions for you. And I've been thinking about color without flowers. We have a list of a few for you to consider. And most are very durable, which is kind of nice. Also, I have several citrus questions that came in, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get to those also. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. And our books are out there, and just put our names, both Teresa Watkins and my name, into the search engines, and you're sure to get them. Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. Most recent one is Gardening with Senses. Very great book. Yeah, you have fun doing those, too.
I do.
Yeah. And what, there's possible eight in a series?
There's a possible eight. There was originally seven, but I'm already starting on the eighth one.
So. And then it'll be nine. Then it'll be ten.
They're all written. I just got to edit them.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens, by the way. We're waiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can call us toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS. And, of course, you can also text us at 23680. I do not see a text message yet. You know, this modern technology thing scares me because last week I had to reboot it, and I booted it up today. So I'm interested in seeing our first text message.
Okay, that'll be good.
It could be just high.
You can relieve Tom's stress by texting him right now.
It could be, like I said, high. Our number one, Ed Thralls, joins us with some unusual vegetables. And one I've grown a fair amount of, the shiote, and we made pie out of it, actually. And Joni has edible flowers, and so I guess what it says, we'll eat about anything. I don't know. Hour number two, Teresa and I'll have a great discussion. What are we talking about?
We're talking about gardening trends, but also some last-minute Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And you can join in, too. And, of course, we always have time for your calls. And web page is up for May. You know, May's going to be over before we know it. I have tried tired and weary house plants, foliage plants, what to do with them, shade lovers. Teresa, what do you have up?
I have for May. Stepping down the pathway. How to create a pathway in your garden.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah. My pathway in the garden is to lay down a bunch of oak leaves. But there's Joni's corner. She's discussing purple martins. And also, we got Tom's Gotta Do's moon sign planning dates. Take a look. It's all at betterlawns.com. And, of course, you can get your questions answered just by contacting us. Right now, the people making the program possible. Colton is at the controls, keeping us up and running. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Joni's in there answering the phone.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, she's in there answering the phone calls right now. So
I know. She's busy.
You and I are going to have to get busy, so we better move on here. Two trash cans full of yard debris this week. It's a Mother's Day weekend, and I just thought maybe we'd have a few plants that you might give, or a couple suggestions on my side.
Okay.
And one of them, these come from a blog site that I have, and one of them was the Kalanchoe. You see them everywhere.
Kalanchoes are really a wonderful plant because they're succulents, so they don't need a lot of care. And they love full sun, not a lot of watering, so they do well here.
And they last a long time.
The flowers do last a long time, and they come in such great colors.
Yeah, so that would be a good Mother's Day, and not very expensive either.
No, you can find them very inexpensively.
Here's one that they suggested also, the ponytail palm, they call it. It's actually a ponytail plant, but you got to be careful with that.
Ponytail palms are very, very devious.
Yeah.
Because they look really nice, and they're small at the beginning, but if you don't watch it, they can grow huge. And really be a problem for the house.
I have one that's 30 years old now, over 30 years, and the base of it must be, I would say, 4 feet in diameter,
yeah,
at least, maybe five now.
It always makes me cringe when I see people planting them by the front door.
I have seen them break a wall.
Yeah.
One lady called me out, and she wanted me to see it, and it was a wall around her pool enclosure, and it had broken out the wall.
They do get tall. So, I mean, in Winter Park, I've seen them as tall as 30 feet.
Oh, yeah. Mine is probably 20.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
They're very, they do grow.
They're talking about ficus plants. They're talking about lady palms. And I add orchids to the list.
Orchids are a wonderful, easy care plant.
Yeah. So, Teresa will have more during hour number two as far as what we might give mom. And we have a couple of updates here from some of our listeners. Beverly says the garlic is sending up scapes, which you should cut off. And then her roses are flowering. One called Pink Blush is doing very well. She has wildflowers, phlox. I love the phlox.
They're flowering all over Florida when you're driving down the road.
Yeah,
lovely to see.
A lot of folklore associated with that. Indian paintbrush, cosmos, and more. So a lot going on.
And she has Indian paintbrush. That's lovely.
Yeah, that is a neat one to have in the landscape. Nice wildflower. And Jim in Newberry area says he expected 40 degrees this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. And we had 60.
It's not going to last long, though.
No, and it's going to get hot again. It was hot this week. I saw 96.
Wow.
Yeah. My son lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and he saw 102, I think he said.
I saw the air conditioner.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was in a mall when he called me from that one there. Okay, good. We do have text messages. We're up and running there, so we're good.
Thank you.
Let's go to the first phone call. What do you say?
We do. We have Rick in St. Augustine, problems in the grass. Good morning, Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Good morning, Teresa. I need to ask you and Tom a couple questions. I've got azaleas, and over this last summer and everything, nut grass and crab grass had got into my flower bed, and dummy me, I let it go. I've gotten out in the last two or three weeks and virtually got as much of it as I could without hurting the roots to the azaleas. Is there any product that you know of that you could either spray or sprinkle or whatever that would kill that nut grass and crab grass and not hurt the azaleas themselves?
The nut grass is a problem. Mm-hmm. The crab grass, yeah. There's Grass Be Gone by Ortho, and Fertilome has one called Over the Top. Have to check the label. Not all plants are listed on there. And my guess is azaleas probably are listed, but I'm not sure. So you have to check the label. I've used the Ortho Grass Be Gone over lots of things and never had a problem with it. Now, the sedge, I do not know of anything that's labeled for sedge over top of azaleas.
No.
There is one product out there called Certainty, but it's a commercial-grade product, and I don't know everything that's on that label. It does have some over-the-top usage. I know Confederate Jasmine's on there, Asiatic Jasmine's on there, but I don't know about the rest.
Yeah, Teresa? So do you suggest he just digs it out?
You know, that's a lot of work.
It is.
But the crabgrass, I would go in with the grass over the grass killer if azaleas are on the label, and I think they probably are. But for sedge, I think you're pulling or spot killing it. You know, you could go through with a spot control, weed control product if you're careful.
How old are the azaleas, Rick?
They're about 3 years old.
Yeah.
So here's mine, and I told a client to do this a couple of weeks ago. This is an overgrown bed. I said, pull the plant out, just pop the plant up, pull all the sedge out, dig it out, and put the azalea right back in. It's
risky, but it's a lot of work.
I think it's less work than trying to get rid of the sedge.
Yeah, you crawl underneath the plants. It'll give you something to do on a dull day.
You know, so, I mean, if the root balls are not that big and the azalea is not that big, it wouldn't be that much work to pull it out.
You could lift it out.
Pull the sedge off of the root ball because that root ball may have the sedge roots in between it.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It's going to be a little work no matter what.
Yeah. One other question also, those azaleas, about 40% or maybe a little bit more, because it got in there, all the weeds and stuff, and you couldn't even see the azaleas. That's how bad it was.
Wow, that is bad.
A lot of the limbs don't even have any green leaves on them. Should I cut those back, or is it?
You know, I think it's replacement time. Probably.
I think so, too. I think it's just so much work that you're going to be more, you're going to spend less energy and less money, especially on the chemicals, to just replace the plants. Just clean the bed out and start over.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sorry.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Teresa. And Tom, don't forget to buy Joni some roses.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody, to Joni and Teresa. And let's see, we got enough time maybe to squeeze Charlie in. Let's see if we can squeeze Charlie in.
There you go. Charlie, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning.
We got a minute, Charlie.
My question is, I have a Royal Poinciana hybrid.
Okay.
What kind of fertilizer?
You know, any general landscape fertilizer is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I like the slow release, and some of the brands out there are Shake and Feed. It's a Miracle-Gro product. You have Osmocote. I grew up with Osmocote. And Dynamite.
Sure.
There's a number of brands of slow-release products that are very good.
And if it's out in the landscape, if it's out in the turf, Charlie, I mean, just the regular turf grass fertilizer is going to.
Yeah, and that's probably all you have to do, really, if it's out in an area where you're putting down turf fertilizer.
All right. I want to give you a shout-out for your Bio Advance, the silver bag, kills all the bugs.
Okay.
A buddy of mine says, kill the bugs, the moles will leave.
Well,
I have two dogs. One dog's nickname is Digger.
Okay.
So, enough said.
Okay, Charlie, take care. Have a great gardening day.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. You know, you kill off the food for the moles just dig that much more.
So, they will.
Or they may dig over to your neighbor's yard. That's a possibility. Hey, Ed Thralls is with us, waiting in the garden. So he'll be here. And he's going to talk about some unusual vegetables. And then later on, Joni's going to talk about edible flowers. We're in the eating mood today. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find out what you're looking for today.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Thomas Edison's teachers made fun of him, so his mother taught him at home. Edison said, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me, that I felt if I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." A mother's love and time are vitally important to the development of her children. Just think how we benefit today from the investment of Edison's mother. A well-known British psychiatrist said, "The young child's hunger for his mother's love and presence is as great as his hunger for food." Moms, nothing is more important than investing time in your child's life. The Bible says when a mother does this, her children praise her, and with great pride her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
It's been said that a mother's love is as humanly close to understanding God's love as we can get. Check us out at rightfromtheheart.org and find out more about the ministry. You'll be sure to get a daily dose of God's love at rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
at Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us, that's for sure. Let's see. One thing we want to mention here is that Quality Green Specialist has expanded.
They are doing really well, and it is the place to go to if you want fruit, vegetables, natives, all kinds of. They have six varieties of olive trees.
I know. I've got some in our olive trees.
And they're amazing. 20 varieties of citrus. And he was a citrus grower, so he really knows his stuff. Avocados, persimmons, loquats, Dunston chestnuts.
Chestnuts, okay.
That's great. And then also,
that's the one that's resistant to chestnut blight.
Exactly. And then he has mangoes and bananas, blueberries, grapes, papayas, and all kinds
about
of
everything.
He does, and he has the background to tell you how to take care of it.
Yeah, they're now located at 335. What do you say? It's 335. I don't know. West Michigan Avenue. What do you say? 335.
335.
335. There
335.
You go. 335. Teresa cleared it up for me. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, and that's Quality Green Specialist, one of our great advertisers.
I am so excited to have them on board.
Yeah, and Dana's a great guy. I'll tell you, he has the information. Like I said, we got the olive trees for our house. And they're beautiful, and they're casting shade now. Probably I let it grow higher than Dana wants it, but it's okay. And then I got some for our church. I figured, you know, a theme, a religious theme, olive trees.
Olive trees are a great Bible plant.
And I put crotons in for burning bushes.
There you go. So. Somewhere in the Bible. I know we can find it.
There you go. Mother's Day sale, Nearling Gardens, spring plant sale. And one of the big features is going to be caladium bulbs, and one of them is Carolyn Wharton. And Carolyn Wharton's a great white, red, and green, and tough, durable.
Speaking
palladium.
Of foliage with color in the landscape.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. And they've got all different other things there. And let's see, the Bromeliad Society of Central Florida has their 46th annual Mother's Day show and sale at Fashion Square Mall. That's on Colonial Drive. And that's today and also Sunday. Sunday is going to be from noon to 6. Today it is 11 to 7. Judge plants, get to see a show, take mom out to look at the bromeliads.
I think mom would love going there and seeing the beautiful plants, and bromeliads are some of my favorites.
Yeah, they're some of my favorites too. Joni doesn't like bromeliads as much. She's on the phone right now, so I can say anything I want. she is an orchid lady. But at Bromeliad Society, Central Florida, Fashion Square Mall, and Quality Green Specialist, new location, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand and Nearling Gardens, and I think we're in pretty good shape. Let's get Ed in. What do you say?
Good morning, Ed.
Here he comes down the garden path. Our good friend Ed Thralls, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Teresa.
Yep, we're all.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day for you, too.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you for that. We get our day coming up here, too. Hey, first, give us a garden update, will you?
Well, gardens just continue thriving. I can't believe how much produce they're producing right now. We've harvested several 5-gallon buckets of cucumbers and 3 varieties of squash. Wow. Green beans and onions continue to grow. They're getting bigger, too. Tomatoes are looking like we'll have another bumper crop, and I harvested some yesterday. Had a couple of Cherokee Purple actually turn color on me, so it was time to bring them in.
Wonderful. I'm waiting on mine to turn. Mine haven't turned yet.
Yeah, I've got Belgian Giant with a few really large tomatoes on them, but they haven't changed color yet. Insects, they're starting to show up now as things got warmer and more crops for them to poke at. And the temperatures, of course, are just too hot for this time of year for some of the things that are going on in the garden. It just keeps going.
I can't wait for you to get a fruit and harvest it off the Belgian Giant or Giant Belgian tomato, because it's supposed to be one that'll grow a 5-pound tomato.
Wow.
I don't know that I'll get a 5-pounder, but the one I was looking at yesterday looks like it's close to a pound.
Wow, that's getting
that's
up there.
Amazing. That's... Now, how wide is that? I mean, when you're looking at the size
of
it.
If you can just stretch your hand out from the thumb to your middle of your index finger is about how wide it is right now.
Incredible.
Wow, yeah. The record in Orange County is 3 pounds.
Right.
And we had one brought in, and Marion County beat us out, daggone it. We had the record for about a year, I guess. Hey, let's cover some unusual vegetables. Teresa has the first one
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Tom was talking about chayote, and I've always seen it on Tom's list of things to grow. but I've never really had it. So tell us what the chayote is.
Well, the chayote is a member of the gourd family, so it's related to cucumbers and squash and melons, and it grows very similarly. Grows on a vine. And the problem, of course, is finding what to plant is kind of difficult. A lot of people usually, you know, tear a plant in half, pull the seeds out, plant them in the ground. In the case of chayote, you want to plant the whole fruit in the ground. You don't want to damage that seed. And you plant it a couple of inches deep, too, which is quite deep for most of the plants. It's the seed is really soft and can be damaged easily if you try to pry it out, because actually you'll eat the seed when you eat the plant. And it's getting a little bit late now to plant them. Normally we plant them in March. We harvest in August, and it's ideal for growing in our wet summers, our hot, humid summers. It's adapted well to that, so it's a good time for it to grow.
So would you suggest somebody go to the fruit section of the grocery store and buy one and just and put it in
market?
The ground?
Yeah, go to the produce market, especially if you have a Hispanic market or tropical vegetable market in your neighborhood, and pick them up from there.
Yeah, I made apple pies out of it.
I've made apple pies on them.
That's amazing.
A mock apple pie, I guess. They take on the flavor of whatever you're cooking them with. And, of course, if you're putting butter and sugar and cinnamon in it, how can it taste bad?
Tony will love it.
I tell you, if you can make apple pie out of Ritz crackers, you can make it out of chayotes. And you get so many of them, Teresa. I mean, you get one plant and you get bushels.
Wow,
yeah,
that's great.
You also need to put them on a trellis, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
To keep them off the ground.
Okay.
And if you've got them on a tall enough trellis, you can pick them like you're picking apples. When they get about the size of a large Granny Smith, they're ready to pick.
Okay, so how do you know when to harvest them?
That's what I'm saying. When they get about the size of a Granny Smith apple, they're ready.
Okay, so you're telling me right now, though, that I don't have time to plant them for harvest in August?
Probably not, because it takes about 4 or 5 months for them to actually start doing that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll have them in October when we normally harvest apples up north.
Well, you could. You could be doing that, too.
Yeah. Hey, tell us about the calabaza, will you?
Okay, the calabaza is a tropical pumpkin. It's also called Cuban pumpkin or Cuban squash. It's in the same family that the chayote is in, by the way. It's one of the cucurbits. And they are well adapted to the humid and hot summers that we have. Some people call them what is the name? They got another name. Seminole pumpkin is related to that.
Yeah, Seminole pumpkin related.
Yeah. And it should be planted early in the spring as soon as the danger of frost has passed. And it has a long season to grow, and it tastes just like pumpkin. Use it like pumpkins. It's not as pretty as those big orange pumpkins you think about for Halloween, but it's a very nice crop to harvest.
There you go. And so we can make a pie out of it.
You can make a pie out of it. You can cook it in the oven with other rooting vegetables. It's just great.
Okay, so now husk tomatoes are in the stores, but people don't really know what they are. So tell us what they are.
Well, they're related to tomatoes, and they have a little covering on them, I guess. They're also called ground cherries and strawberry tomatoes. And they're seldom grown in Florida, by the way. I don't know who's growing them right now, when we get them in the market. But they do well in home gardens, and they've got the same pest problems that all our tomato plants have. They're not a tomatillo, though.
They're not a tomatillo, okay.
No, a tomatillo is going to be probably twice as large, and the husk on a tomatillo kind of stuck to the plant. You got to peel it off, whereas on husk tomatoes, you just kind of pull the tomato right out, and it won't stay stuck to the husk.
Where would people find seeds or plants?
You could look online. You could probably find them at most of the popular seed companies like Johnny Select Seeds or Burpee. They're everywhere.
Have you ever eaten them? I've never eaten them. I've seen them. I've never eaten them. I've had no reason to want to eat them.
Yeah, for the most part, I've never eaten them. For the most part, when I see them, I usually see them growing somewhere that I wouldn't think of them growing, and I'm kind of afraid to eat things in that situation.
I understand. Let's see. One we're going to do very quickly here is a Jerusalem artichoke.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one to grow. It's a really mild-tasting. We eat the root on it, and it produces a nice yellow flower because it's a member of the sunflower family, and it's sometimes called a sunchoke. And you grow it just like you do an Irish potato. You can either plant the tuber whole in the ground, or you can cut it and plant several tubers. It's high in fructose and low starch. So you want to plant it again early spring, so we're a little late on it, but it's got a lot of sunshine. Maybe you can go for it now. And we eat the whole tuber when we pull it out of ground. It'll grow 6 to 10 feet tall, and you may need to grow it for at least 4 months before you get it to harvest.
Okay, great. So what kind of classes are you giving so people can learn all about how to grow these vegetables?
We're going to talk about growing vegetables in containers today and later in the month. Also, we've got first-time homebuyers workshop. There's another class toward permanent weight management. I think I'll probably look toward that one. Backyard chicken training, Florida-friendly fertilizing, and landscape pest management are what's coming up this month.
Yeah. Now, you're going to open up, right, so people can come to the classes?
Yeah, as of the 3rd, excuse me, this past Monday, we lifted our restrictions for the by appointment only, so we can have walk-in traffic. Since it's still a county building and the mayor's mandated mask for county buildings, masks are still required. And we can hold classes now up to 50% our capacity of the rooms live if we've got enough people to hold them. And
okay.
Some of our classes will be continue to be taught virtually. It might be a hybrid type class where we have some in-person people and we'll have a virtual presentation at the same time. You still need to register online, though.
Okay, well, that sounds fine. And that's at a bright
event.
OCExtension.eventbrite.com.
Okay, sounds good, Ed. We appreciate it. Hey, by the way, one of the calabasas was named for a popular horticulturist here in Florida, Marion Venata.
Oh.
And she was very famous, especially living off the land. And Marion Venata calabasa, which was kind of neat.
That's wonderful.
Ed, take care. Have a great
Thank
garden
you,
day.
Thank you, Ed. Happy Mother's Day.
Yep. We appreciate it. There he goes. Yeah, we're going to take a break at this point in time. When we come back, we're going to warm Joni up. She's ready to go up there. She's been answering the phone calls, yes, and we've got a phone call also, and that's Alice in Melbourne. Alice, hang in there, will you please? And we've got a whole bunch of text messages here. We'll get to everybody. Don't worry. We've got time. We've got another whole hour after this one if we need it.
We're
we'll
here
be back.
You.
This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Thomas Edison's teachers made fun of him. So his mother taught him at home. Edison said, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me that I felt if I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." A mother's love and time are vitally important to the development of her children. Just think how we benefit today from the investment of Edison's mother. A well-known British psychiatrist said, "The young child's hunger for his mother's love and presence is as great as his hunger for food." Moms, nothing is more important than investing time in your child's life. The Bible says when a mother does this, her children praise her. And with great pride, her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
It's been said that a mother's love is as humanly close to understanding God's love as we can get. Check us out at rightfromtheheart.org and find out more about the ministry. You'll be sure to get a daily dose of God's love at rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
AT&T
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with. Boy, it's going to be a great gardening day today. I mean, the temperatures are moderating.
It's a beautiful day.
Getting ready for Mother's Day. You can go out and get Mom a gift. And I'm in the orchids. I tell you, I think. Or you go down to the bromeliad show and get a bromeliad. I like my bromeliads. I've got to get out there and do a lot of division.
And then roses, too. Roses are always nice.
I know. You're prejudiced. Hey, Ed's calling back here. So let's go back to Ed Thralls. And Ed, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Tom. You were talking about Calabaza. You started to say something, and I didn't know if you were going to ask me a question.
No,
or not. I just got cut off, and that was it.
Yeah, well, we're quick here. Hey, Ed, you know, when you're done, you're done. That's
I understand now.
Yeah, I just mentioned that Marion Venata, it was the name of one Calabaza. It was named for a famous horticulturist in Central Florida.
Okay, that's great to know.
Yeah, and the next one we're going to name Ed Thralls, okay?
Okay, fine with me.
Nice. How would you like to have a nice big Calabaza named after you?
I guess some people think like a pumpkin. I guess that'll work.
Okay, Ed. Hey,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Let's take Alice in Melbourne real quick here.
Yeah, good morning, Alice.
Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. No problem. I really enjoy your program and the fact that you know so much about plants. I admire that greatly. Well, I have quite a few 7 or 8 foot hibiscus, and they have lots of flowers on them, but they've lost a lot of leaves over the winter, and they actually have a lot of yellow leaves, and I've been told that maybe I'm overwatering them, but I usually just water a couple times a week. However, I'm thinking of fertilizing them now, and I wondered if you could just explain how far I should dig the fertilizer down in the ground, or do I just put it on top, or what? And then also, there is some crabgrass or something that's growing about 12 or 14 inches high that is embedded in the around the trunk and the roots, I guess, of the hibiscus, because I can't dig them out because there's so many roots and stuff around there, and I also can't pull them out because they're really, really stuck there.
Okay, well, so, let's see if we can help you get this taken care of. Fertilize them now. Don't dig it in. Just put it on the surface. Get somebody slow-release fertilizer. And Teresa, what are you going to do for the crabgrass?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's crabgrass if it's a foot tall.
Yeah, well, it could be torpedo grass.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a type of sedge or kind of grass.
Yeah, it's probably torpedo grass because I've got that around in the yard all over.
Yeah, well, you can get the Ortho Grass Be Gone product, and that will take care selectively. Take care of grassy weeds.
Will that hurt the hibiscus?
It shouldn't hurt the hibiscus. Excellent. She's only putting it on the foliage of the weedy plant. So that's a possibility. Otherwise, you're pulling it out.
It's called Grass Be Gone?
Yeah, Grass Be Gone by Ortho. Just read the label. Make sure hibiscus is on the label, but I think it probably will be.
It's a great product.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Al.
All right, put it on the foliage.
Yes, but read the instructions.
The weeds you want to kill and follow the label.
The weeds.
Okay. Thank you,
all right,
Alice.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. Let's get Joni in. What do you say? Joni's turn here. I want to hear about these edible flowers. See what Joni's been eating here lately.
Okay. I'm here.
Good. We're glad.
It's pick
picnic time, and the weather has been perfect for relaxing and enjoying a family meal outside. How about adding a little something special to our summertime meals? What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's not those wonderful homegrown tomatoes or even those some nice sweet corn on cob. It's flowers. Other than adding a bouquet, a colorful bouquet of your garden's flowers to the table, some flowers are edible and quite tasty, too. Flowers can be mixed into salads or just used as a garnish with any food. You can even freeze smaller flowers in an ice cube tray and add them to a nice glass of cold water or lemonade. I don't like that, do you?
Well, I like lemonade.
I do. I like it. I think it looks pretty.
Okay, save a few extras for floating on the top of your favorite drink. Okay. Some common flowers are edible. They're gladiolas, roses, pansies, marigolds, daisies, dandelions, daylilies, violets, dianthus, snapdragons, carnations, squash, peas, and radishes, finally. The herb flowers like basil, mint, rosemary, dill, parsley, and thyme. If you do intend to use flowers for eating, make sure no pesticides were used and no doggies had been wandering by.
Oh, you're right.
If you know what I mean. When you have a chosen nice assortment, wash flowers gently in a salt water bath and refrigerate in a covered container until you want to use them. For the freshest look, use them on the same day or next. As with all things, if you're planning to try a few flowers at your next get-together, check with your guests to make sure none have allergies.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny.
There you go. Wonderful.
Hey, did you ever eat a dandelion? Have you ever eaten a dandelion?
No. Yes,
bitter.
Yeah, it is. But you know what I like to eat, and I add to salads? Portulaca or purslane. And it's got omega-3 vitamins in it. It has more omega-3 than you can actually get in the bottle. So
really?
Purslane and portulaca are very good.
Yeah. My grandfather used to make dandelion wine.
Oh, there you go.
I never had any.
And what color was it?
I didn't have any. Didn't even see it. My grandmother told me the story. They go out and pick all these dandelions and make wine out of it, but it must have been brown.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming back. When we come back, we can have your calls. Joni was up on headsets there, so call back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Drivers, distractions are everywhere. When you're behind the wheel, stay focused on the road and always watch for bicyclists. Drive with caution. Slowing down a few miles per hour could make a difference between taking a life or saving a life. We all have a right to arrive at our destination safely. Please do your part by slowing down, staying alert, and sharing the road safely. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Thomas Edison's teachers made fun of him, so his mother taught him at home. Edison said, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me, that I felt if I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." A mother's love and time are vitally important to the development of her children. Just think how we benefit today from the investment of Edison's mother. A well-known British psychiatrist said, "The young child's hunger for his mother's love and presence is as great as his hunger for food." Moms, nothing is more important than investing time in your child's life. The Bible says when a mother does this, her children praise her. And with great pride, her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
It's been said that a mother's love is as humanly close to understanding God's love as we can get. Check us out at rightfromtheheart.org and find out more about the ministry. You'll be sure to get a daily dose of God's love at rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back. Yep, we're having a great day here.
We are.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot of things. Let's do a couple of things here on the text messages. One, Peterson Nursery in Lakeland, 930 Butterfly Gardening says bring a lawn chair. And everybody knows where Peterson Nursery is. And Joni and I always have a good time when we're down there.
It sounds like a wonderful place to go.
Charlene, yeah, it is great. And they have all different kind of plants and lots of roses. Every year they sell about 1,000 roses in a couple of days.
Wow.
They pot them up and they grow the roses and get them flowering and everything. Just beautiful. Here's one here. I had cucumbers from seed that grew to be very beautiful, large plants. Then last week they shriveled up and died. I'd be looking at the roots. I've got a funny feeling there may be some nematode activity there. I guess it could be just a rot organism coming in and taking them out, but just make sure they weren't staying too wet.
And there's nothing you can do for the nematodes,
no.
Right? Just take them and throw them away.
Yeah, and improve your soil, solarize it during the summertime.
Yeah.
Is it too hot for tomato flowers to be pollinated? I don't see any fruit setting. Once it hits 85 degrees consistently.
It's very unlikely.
Yeah, today may help you. It's going to be a little cooler. We ready to go to the next caller?
We are. So we have Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom. How can we help you?
Okay, so my my collard plants, a couple of them are getting twisted and curled foliage, and particularly the new foliage that's coming out, you know, the new leaves are coming out. They're very abnormally shaped. I mean, to me, it looked like herbicide damage, but I'm not applying any herbicides. And I looked online, and there was talk of an insect called a midge, but I don't see any evidence of that. And the only option left might be was this cabbage leaf curl virus. Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk a little bit about it while you're recovering there. The only thing I've ever seen curl leaves like that on the collards was aphids, and you would obviously see them because it'd be rolled up in everything. I guess there's a possibility of mites, although I haven't seen mites on collard greens, but it's possible. A midge is just kind of like an aphid, and so you should be able to see them, I would think.
Yeah.
What comes to my mind, maybe a nutrient deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is another possibility. You're fertilizing them?
Yeah. I think I did see some online suggesting it might be boron deficiency. But
minor nutrient spray would help out with that because it'll have boron in it.
And so would the new leaves then come out, they would grow a little bit more naturally.
The newer growth would
grow naturally.
The newer
growth would be fine.
Yeah. I'm sure they're edible, you know.
Yeah. Eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have, there are some aphids, but it's not severe, and I've been spraying every week or so with insecticidal soap.
Okay. Tom, when you cut off the leaves are affected to eat them, let's say, the new growth that comes out, is it affected?
Yeah, the new growth is being affected.
Okay, so that says nutrient deficiency or something like that. So I would come in with a minor nutrient product and see if that helps you out.
All right, give it a try. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay,
Tom,
appreciate it.
That's we can take phone calls 407-916-5400.
Well, I think we're going to run out of time right now. We got next hour coming
next
up.
Next hour, you can give us a call.
That's right. And here's one here. It says, I have a 100-foot area against the fence as in full sun. I'd like to plant a butterfly and bee-friendly planting because it's near a swell, only about 3 feet wide. What should they do?
I think you've got really great choices. You were mentioning pentas, lantana, plumbago, whirling butterflies, you know, any kind of bush daisies. I mean, there's so many salvias, African blue basil. There are so many plants out there. I would just go to the butterfly section of any garden nursery and just get the, whatever you'd like.
Yeah. And, you know, with butterflies, normally anything colorful they're going to come into.
Yellows, reds, you know, pinks are all great colors.
I love pentas. It's one of my favorites.
They are. I love the really deep, dark red old-fashioned ones.
Oh, me too. And they get to be a little larger, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got just a minute or two to go here yet. We didn't get to the foliage color for the landscape. Here's some of my foliage plants that I really like. Coleus, Alternanthera, a lot of people don't think of it. Joseph's Coat's another name for it. Crotons, I have Strobilanthes, and the polka dot plants. Do you like polka dots?
I love polka dot plants.
And I've got bromeliads, and of course we have the bromeliad show. And you had a couple of other ones.
I did too. The caladiums we mentioned earlier, and calatheas, and then acalypha, copper leaf.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really pretty colorful plant. So I like those. I also like purple queen as a solid color, but it's bright purple. It looks good in the garden, especially with Duranta gold mounds.
Yeah. And you know, one people don't think of, you know this crinum, the Queen Emma?
Yes. It is beautiful.
And you don't, people don't think of that one, but that's a neat one there also. A peacock ginger for the shade. You can get some colorful things in them. Some of them even have little white dots in them.
And then the Rex begonias have colorful leaves, like escargot. It's just beautiful. Just the foliage is just striking on Rex begonias.
Really neat, that's for sure. Okay, hour number two is around the corner now, which means you can get, if you want to call in, you can, but we're going to have a little bit of waiting time, not too long.
No.
But the topic is?
The topic is we're going to be talking about garden trends. We're going to talk a little bit about garden trends, and then also two Mother's Day gifts you can pick up today and tomorrow on your way to go see your mother. Call your mom, she worries.
And yes, and very good. And you can text us 23680 23680, and we'll be here for you, of course. So keep your questions handy. We'll be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. Don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.